This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, relationship between parents and children. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we'll talk about parents and children in the Islamic lifestyle. When we talk about parents and children, or relationship between a parent and the child in Islam, we'll find out that it has a really wide meaning. And Islamically, this relationship is considered to be natural and endless. It also has its own rules and guidelines that have been fully illustrated in the two major Islamic contexts, that being Quran and Hadith. What I want you to do with me is, I want you to be with me as I state a few main points, important points, that will definitely lead us to the right amount of a relationship, or will lead us to understand the right type of a relationship between a child and a parent. Well, alhamdulillah, I'll get back to you after a moment.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah.
Welcome back. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, and this is A to Z. We've been talking about the relationship between a child and a parent. What are the important points that we should consider while looking at the relationship between children and parents? I would like to state to you a few points that state or talk about the wishes, or some of the wishes, our kids or kids do have upon their parents. A kid could be wishing about a few things upon their parents or upon their guide or their mother or so. Like a child can be wishing sometimes, I'm hoping that my father will not interfere in my affairs. My father will leave me alone and do my affairs just as I wish to. Or sometimes a child will be hoping or wishing by saying, I hope that my father will discuss with me on some important issues and not just commanding me to do something with the sense of command. You know, like wishing that this should happen if the father is talking to me, if my father and my mother is communicating with me, then they should do it in a fatherly manner, in a lovely manner, in a kindly manner, and not just commanding me. Another point, or another thing, another wish that children could have upon their parents is they will wish that their parents will remember their youth. While they are interrogating them in their processes, while they do interrogation and telling them that you've done this mistake or that mistake, a child could be wishing that their parents will remember what they've been doing, how they've been living when they were younger than him. This one amongst the few wishes that children have upon their parents. So it's important for a parent to note that when I'm correcting my kid, I really should know, I really should remember that during my younger age, I could have been worse than this. I could have been doing worse things than my kid is doing right now. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.